Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, November 29th, 2021. This is your daily sports betting show of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports. Another exhausting Sunday in the world of the NFL, but we are here for you start, middle, and end of the day. As always, before we look forward, we must look back, and a whole bunch of green check marks on that screen as we had a pretty good day across the board by all of our cappers. Can't the Bucs just kick a field goal? Can't the Ravens hold the Browns? It was not a good day for yours truly and his showdown bets. My Venmo is a little bit lighter this morning because of that. And as always, we show you every single football capper that we have because we are as transparent as they come. All of those tweets, oh, show me your records. They're gone. Don't get any more. Send them to other shows. We don't want them. All right. Here we go. Little housekeeping. Don't forget tonight, Monday, we wrap up week 12, 7:15 Eastern time with Early Edge Live. But right now, we got to focus on this morning. And look at the names. Look at the faces right below me from eight floors below, live from Nashville, Tennessee. Dial up, AB. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you again.
And right next to me. By the way, last night, Jay Smooth, I feel like not only is AB trying to take my job, but somebody gave $25 to charity if he showed his lettuce last night on the show. My question to you is this. Would you have shown your lettuce live on the show if it was under a hat for the first 10 minutes of the show?
Oh, I don't know. That's I might need a little more than $25, Coach. But as always, good to be here. Excited to start another good week in college basketball.
Wow. Wow. Basically, AB, he said you're cheap. That's what he said. All right. Maestro, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, guys. I'm just stunned at AB's intro. I was waiting for something else, some kind of nugget, some kind of tidbit from the weekend. But we just got a welcome. You know, good to see you guys.
Oh, because he has something up his sleeve. Don't even think for a second that's all that he's doing. See that little stupid, cheesy smile he's got on his face? You know what I'm talking about. You know. And by the way, a little low-key savage trolling by the maestro yesterday in our group chat because I lost the showdown bet to him. He wrote, hey, Alex, here's my Venmo. Coach already has it. That's what he wrote. Coach already has it. Oh my God. Yesterday was frustrating. All right, let's get into.
You know what? That was one of the only things that went right for me yesterday.
Welcome. You're welcome, Maestro. You're welcome. I'm glad I could be of service to you. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. As Monday Night Football has that. Oh, that game that everybody is talking about. But we're going to start with a storyline that paid off from last Monday night. AB, you're up first.
Yeah, Coach. Everybody pay attention to the game tonight and who wins, because this season in the NFL, the team that wins on Monday is 10-0-1 in their following game. The Bucs took care of business against the Colts. So whoever wins, pay attention to them next week.
How come whenever I bet on a team, that team can never go down and make that late touchdown to cover, but the Bucs did yesterday when we all bet on the Colts. Why can't you just kick a field goal? Everybody's happy. You get to win. That nugget works for AB, and we win our bets. Come on. All right. Now, coming up this Thursday, something that the schedule makers did a couple of years ago that I think is kind of cool because everybody loves watching the Cowboys. Why? I don't know, but they get to play two Thursdays in a row. Maestro, what do you have?
Yeah, interesting goings on in this game and the line movement. We've seen an opener from 5 up to 5.5, some places 6 with the Cowboys, even though they have a COVID situation where Terrence Steele, the starting right tackle from last week, is out. A few assistant coaches are out. Of course, Lamb and Cooper supposed to be back in terms of the wideouts, but Kamara, Ingram, and their all-pro right tackle, Ryan Ramczyk, for the Saints, looking like they will be back. But the interesting thing is the Cowboys have done something really crazy on the offensive line. They've been shuffling their tackles, shuffling their guards, rotating them in. And I think actually Steele being out might be a plus for them because Lael Collins is going to get and is going to start, is going to have to pretty much play the whole game at right tackle. A lot of people think he should not have lost the starting job to this overachieving kid, Steele, who they just love, but he's like an undrafted type player. So I don't know. I think it might work out for the Cowboys. I think this line is only going to rise.
Yeah, I agree with you there too. I mean, that was very significant that the attention that was given to the Cowboys offensive line on Thursday, as they were not good. So hopefully that plays out. Thank you for that storyline, Maestro, very, very much. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And you know that his college basketball model has been on fire to start the season. But last week's craziness is over. And Jay Smooth, we now, as we get into December, and now really the grind is starting. Now really we're going to see what you are made of when it comes to college basketball. And no more of these festival tournaments. No more 3 days in a row. Now we got to really handicap. You're up first. What do you got?
Yeah, Coach, you're not wrong there. It's going to be a lot of interesting games coming up. We're going to get into conference play. It's going to be very exciting to see how teams do compared to these, you know, these tournament games, these fun feast week events that we've had. It's time to actually get down and dirty. So today I'm going to start off with Cornell. They're 5-1, but they're the underdog today against Canisius. This is a battle of upstate New York teams. Canisius located near Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and then Cornell obviously located in Ithaca. So again, Canisius hasn't looked great. They only beat Coppin State by 1 point. They were actually 10-point favorites. Cornell has been doing pretty well. They were the underdog and they won outright against Binghamton, Lafayette, and Albany to start the year. Or Colgate, not Albany, sorry. I just don't think they should be the underdog here. You can get them anywhere between 2.5 to 3.5, depending where you shop. I grabbed it at 3.5 this morning at BetMGM. So I'm going to grab it there today. That's my first pick. Then I'm going to go with UCSB. So they're going to be minus 12 today. This is really just a fade of UT Arlington. We just won against UT Arlington on the Utah State pick. You know, Arlington has only won once, and it was against the non-D1 school. They haven't really been great against the spread either. I think UCSB can get this done. It's a little bit of a mismatch. UCSB should be able to dominate on both sides of the floor, slow the pace. Arlington's going to try to run, but Santa Barbara should be able to get this one done. I've got it minus 12, and that's available everywhere. And then last, I'm going to go with Montana. So Montana is really just going to be a play against this Oregon team. Everyone's been frustrated with Oregon. We've seen they haven't really covered much at all. Oregon's 1-5 against the spread, and the only team they covered against is currently 1-7 against the spread in SMU. So Oregon just hasn't really been able to do it this year. I'm going to keep challenging them. I'm going to take the 13 points with Montana, and I think that they're going to be able to keep it much closer than that today. So grab them and the points.
Yeah, it was also very nice of you, Machine, to kind of stagger your picks out throughout the night, 7, 9, 10 Eastern time. So all those tweets that we sent out, they go, oh, the Machine does it again. The Machine. We can do it three separate times. That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. All right. Now we're about to go to the man below me. Everybody thinks this is all made up. Everybody thinks that we really like each other. I'm telling you right here and right now, we do not. I just get through the shows because he's valuable to me. And that's the only reason why. AB, dial up. What do you got?
Well, Coach, I really appreciate that generous intro you gave me right there. And Maestro, apparently he couldn't take it. He had to just get off the screen. So understandable on his point. Look, we're going to go with three plays here. First, we're going to go Georgia, Alabama, first quarter, under 10.5. You're looking at two of the lowest scoring first quarter teams in the SEC. And this is how it's going to play out. Alabama's not scoring on Georgia in the first quarter, and Georgia and Kirby Smart are not going to look to make the big mistake and give Alabama a chance early. They're going to run the football and play field position. So take that first quarter under 10.5. Second, we're going to play Russell Wilson tonight. Longest completion, over 35.5 yards. You look at Washington's defense. They are 7th worst in the NFL in terms of giving up completions. And since Russell Wilson came back from his injury, he is averaging 2.2 2 yards more per attempt in his passes. He's putting the ball in the air. And tonight, with no run game, they are going to fire the ball early and often deep. So play that over 35.5. Third play, we're going to go Russell Wilson over 15.5 rushing yards tonight, because you're getting Russell Wilson and the Seahawks backs against the wall. Not to mention, Washington's defense also is 5th worst in terms of bringing pressure on quarterbacks. He is going to have all day in the pocket. So Russell Wilson over 15.5 rush, longest completion over 35.5, Georgia, Alabama, first quarter -10.5.
My goodness. My goodness. And the chat was erupting while you were giving your take, mostly because Maestro was gone. But a lot of it was based off of what you were saying, AB. Now, a lot of people are wondering, what is the hat you are wearing today? What is that hat today? All of
So the Nashville Predators, that's what it is. You got the nice tri-star here. Yep.
What is wrong with you today? What do you do? You're making me feel very weird. You're making me feel very weird today. I know you're up to something. All right, now we've reset time of the show. You know, if he's on the show, he always goes last. This is his show. He's our anchor. He is our leader. Nothing gets by him, just like my Venmo. All right, Maestro, what do you got for us today?
AB is usually so loquacious, but today, you know, a man of few words, short answers. But I'm going to go with the Washington football team. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Ron Rivera, after the bye, historically has had great success, and we've seen it. They beat the Bucs outright as double-digit underdogs. Then they beat Carolina. And now they're facing a Seahawks team that went 20 straight drives without scoring a touchdown until a garbage touchdown against the Cardinals at home. Russell Wilson is not himself, completing 51.5% of his passes since coming back. That bye was so key for Antonio Gibson. This kid is healthy. He's running hard. McLaurin, there's not a cornerback on Seattle that can stay with Terry McLaurin. And home teams, 10-1 on Monday Night Football, I believe, this season, straight up. So I just think Washington is going to continue that streak. The one note of caution is the ref. 66% road teams have covered with him historically. That is a note of caution, but I'm still with Washington.
Maiden Focus in the chat said Terry McLaurin's number for receiving yards is 65.5 at -113. If he can't be stopped tonight, Maestro, that might be one of the plays we talk about on Early Edge Live tonight. What would your initial reaction to that be?
Yeah, I think the reason the number might be so low is Curtis Samuel's coming back. Logan Thomas is coming back. But both those guys are going to be limited on snap counts. He is still the guy. Definitely lean over there.
Okay, very good. You can get all that kind of analysis tonight, Early Edge Live at 7:15 Eastern Time. And I would seriously say there, Maestro, that on tonight's show, we probably won't have one of our excellent cappers burying their lead. We probably won't have one of our excellent cappers not putting everything out on the table, so to speak. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? The answer is no. Oh, you can guess.
Okay. No, I can guess, but I was going to say, why don't you take it?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you. So at Sportsline, everybody that's a member, I always say they have access to all the cappers, right? That's part of my spiel. You have access to all the cappers. They put up picks there. And those are official picks when you put them at Sportsline. Well, there's one face on this screen right now that's been beaming from minute to minute. Big old smile on his face. But guess who made an official pick on Seattle on Sportsline that our members know made that pick? Can you guess, Maestro?
I can guess. Yeah, he's right next to me.
Yeah, he's right next to you. So somehow, some way, AB forgot to give out his official pick of Seattle on the show, which tells me he's scared. And he's scared of you. And he's scared of a showdown. AB, would you like to let us all know why you'd leave this out? And also, if you'd be willing to accept a showdown with the Maestro.
Jeweler, I'd like to add one more official pick to our slate today. Give me the Seahawks with a pick and hit the music, baby. Let's go.
Oh, hit the music. It's gonna be a showdown. Oh, that was awesome. AB, I got you. I got you. I don't know what was worse. That whole minute, it was awkward, or Jay Smooth trying to dance to "It's Gonna Be a Showdown." That was A little bit weird, a little bit awkward. All right, here we go. We're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. I just got that much more hyped because of the showdown. Oh, there's our recap. It looks glorious. There are now four official picks for AB. We're going to go Russell Wilson, longest completion. Russell Wilson over on his rush total. Georgia, Alabama, first quarter under. Also, AB gave Georgia out as an official play on Monday. The number's at 5.5. Do not let it get up to 7. Then tonight, Seattle, pick 'em opposite the Maestro. Then Jay Smooth, Cornell, plus 3.5. UCSB, minus 12. Montana, plus 13.5. 7 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 10 p.m. Eastern. Then, of course, we know what the Maestro has tonight. He's going one play and one play only. Washington, pick 'em. Just a week after winning the Rec League Championship. Can the Maestro have two big Mondays in a row? That is the question. But right here and right now, I can tell you the teaser is Washington plus, what is that? Oh, yeah, we're going to tease it up to 6. And then the under, we're going to tease it up to 53 and then play it. I like those two teams. I like when the jeweler is very, very specific. All right, there's only one thing left to do. And you all know what that is. And I'm still trying to figure what AB is up to. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets. Damn it, this is fun. Straight to the pay window. Have a great day back at work. Be positive. Pay it forward, and let's have a fantastic day. Tell all your friends, join us tonight for Early Edge Live. We will see you then. Good luck.